The Rangers are on fire, now just 2.5 games behind the Astros in the West. And joining us now to talk about both of those franchises, as he worked and pitched for both, is the Hall of Famer, Nolan Ryan. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing okay.
We're doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty excited right now. I'm really rooting for the Astros right now. You know, I really want the Stros, and that's what I call the Houston Astros professional baseball organization.
Yeah, we've heard it before, yeah.
I want the Stros to, and once again, that's what I call the Houston Astros organization there. Right. I want the Stros or the Astros to win out and then leave the Rangers feeling sad and incapable of lovemaking, because that's really how much I hate the Rangers.
Oh, man. People around here don't want to hear that.
I know, and I want to make it clear that it's not because I hate the Rangers or fans. And that's what I call people who are fanatics for the Texas Rangers baseball.
Yeah, we got that, yeah.
It's not because of the Ranger fans. It's because of that PA, John Daniels, who used to work there. That PA stands for punk ass. And that, when I was working there, that little brat pissed me off so bad and that.
You still have it out for John Daniels.
Yeah, it's what you're still do. And that's really, to be honest, why I lied to you guys and said that I wanted to come on your amplitude modulation presentation. That's what I call a radio show. And to discuss, you know, down the stretch baseball and leading up to the end of the season. I lied because I need the forum to do what I'm about to do.
What's that?
And that is that I'm hereby and officially issuing a set of demands for the DFW to track down one John Bundy Daniels and to hereby deliver him unto my snow monkey compound in Alvin, Texas. I'll put out the address to hereafter and forevermore faces justice. That's what I'm looking to do. And if you do this, I will not destroy DFW with my 200 horse John Deere front loader.
That's quite a threat.
Yeah, you know, so you guys, all the people listening to your TV show right now, they know that they need to do this to avoid me knocking down their house with my tractor. And if you get them down here, I will call off the surprise Ewok attack that I have scheduled for late Saturday night at 10 p.m.
Well, you are determined.
That's so strange.
Very determined. I want you to bring me the former boy president of baseball operations of the Texas Rangers.
You need to let that whole thing go, and you ought to give the Rangers.
I'm not letting it go. No, Jordan, not letting it go. I'm too deep into it. I've constructed a John Daniels torture device out of plywood and bad intentions. And I'm going to imprison him until he apologizes to me for the wrongdoing and wronging me when I was part of the Rangers. I'm going to hang him upside down in front of a video screen showing all seven of my no-hitters, and he's going to have to watch them while listening to the howling sounds of fornicating snow monkeys. And then I'm going to brainwash him to become my empty-headed, non-thinking drone that will do all my baseball bidding.
Oh my gosh.
And will kill all the wild game that I require for my Saturnalia pagan festivals.
That's so
this
weird.
Is unbelievably elaborate.
Yeah. Well, it's not on me now. Now it's on the DFW fanatics of the Rangers.
So yeah, that's
they have
really
until noon tomorrow to ride horseback to Tampa to find John and bring him back to me.
Well, I still think he lives around here, and that's just
well, easier then.
You just need to let that whole thing go, and I would think you would have a lot of nice things to say about the Rangers, who've played really well these last couple of weeks.
Well, I mean, now I like Bruce Bochy. You guys know that. I think he's doing a good job, and although I wish he would force these pitchers to throw more than five innings, you know, I used to throw complete games in doubleheaders back to back.
I don't know about that, but
back in the day, and about 50% of that time they would both be no hitters on that day. So, but well, these pitchers, you know, now they've been told that their arms is going to fall off if they throw one pitch over their pitch counts, and that's just, you know, it's misleading them. And you know, let me tell you what my pitch count was. It was when my arm fell off and we couldn't duct tape it back on.
That's when you knew it was time to come out.
Right. And there were a lot of times where we'd duct tape it back on, it'd stay, and I'd keep throwing. but now they're just, you know, and Bruce knows better. He knows better. He knows how baseball should go and that. But... But he won't do it because he kowtows to these pitchers and make too much money.
Well, it's that way everywhere in Major League Baseball now.
Hey, Ruth was wondering if y'all could get her Jerry Jones number.
Why?
Oh, she watched that Netflix sitcom that he was a part of or whatever it was.
Documentary,
and she thought he was sexy. She liked his power and that. And
really?
She just said she got a crush on him, and now it's like every time I walk in the room, she's scrambling for the TV remote and turning off the tube and then starts making nervous small talk. So she's always watching that thing.
Well, that's odd.
And that, so I'm getting real worried that I'm about to have to start a war with Jerry Jones.
Oh man!
To win back the hand of my bride, Ruth Ann.
Okay, that's also odd.
So, and if Ruth leaves me for Jerry Jones, I may have to take the empty-minded drone John Daniels as my lover.
Well, good luck with that, Nolan.
I hope you enjoyed it, George.
I loved
hope
it.
You liked
Just
it.
Loved it.
All right.
All right. We'll see ya. There goes Nolan.